remember him. I want to say this as we're going to Psalm 23. We're going to go several places real quick. I'm trying to be in a hurry to get there. She said, the good father. Did you know the whole time the prodigal son was on the run, he never wanted to come and hug his father, but his father was always looking to hug him. Ain't that just, y'all get, let that sink in. Some of y'all, if somebody's a preacher or teacher in here, take that and do something with it. Amen. Psalm 23. Y'all good? Y'all found Psalm 23? I don't hear one page turning. That's awesome. All right, y'all ready? Let's go. We're going to go some places, so y'all bear with me. I'm going to read real quick. We're not preaching here very long. I'm just going to tell you what David said about a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's talking about his soul. I hope you know that. Ever since my soul found Jesus and Jesus found my soul, amen, I ain't ever been in want. I don't know about you. I don't know what you found. I don't know what you have. I don't know what you say you have. But if your soul has been met with Jesus, filled with Jesus, covered with Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, you are not in want for anything. You might be hungry, you might be tired, you might be, your body might not feel good, whatever the case may be, but your soul's doing all right. Golly, Pum. I'm trying not to stay right here, but is your soul all right? Praise God, everything's all right with my soul, amen? My soul's no longer begging bread, amen? My soul is filled. It's not thirsty nor hungry. Amen. My body gets thirsty, gets hungry, it's tired. But my soul's sitting over going, man, we can keep on. We can take a licking and keep on ticking. Some of y'all over 40 will know what that means. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want to stop right here for a moment. His rod and his staff. Praise God. His rod leads me. His staff corrects me. If you have a God that leads you, loves you, and encourages you, that's an amazing God. But we also have a God that corrects you. Amen. If you ain't been corrected by God, you don't know my father, amen, because I'm going to tell you right now, he is a good father. If you're doing well, he will bless your socks off. If you're not doing well, he will break your hind parts off, amen. I just want to tell you that this morning, because some of y'all got your grandpa God. You got a good old granddaddy God. You ain't got God the father, amen. I had a father, praise God, when he knew I did something wrong, he met me, praise God. Met me at the door, amen. Didn't have to ask nobody. I know some people in here, you ever had your daddy called to school, amen? He wasn't on your side and he wasn't on the teacher's side. He was on your backside. Amen? Can we get a testimony in here? Daddies are good like that. That's our Heavenly Father. He loves you enough to correct you. Praise God, when you come to the house of God and you feel like God's all over you and wearing you out, that's good because that's the voice of God. Don't worry about it, because if you mess around and keep on, you'll get the hand of God. Amen. Some of y'all are trying to make God make me afraid of God. I ain't trying to make you afraid of God. I'm just telling you, when you get a good daddy, you appreciate the blessings and the punishments. One of the greatest things I know about my daddy, he was willing to punish me because he loved me. If you ain't punishing, you ain't getting on your kid, you ain't correcting them, you don't love them. Amen. Let's go a little further. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I could preach for a week on that. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Anybody had their cup run over? Pray, I think that's what's wrong with our church right now in the last couple weeks, is we ain't letting our cup run over. Amen. We're just telling God that's good enough. Amen. We want to keep our makeup intact, our hair intact, our clothes intact. We want to go out of here almost looking respectful. We want to go to the restaurant looking like somebody. Praise God. I wish God would wreck us so bad that we wouldn't want to go to the restaurant because we're afraid of what people would say. They would walk in and say, oh my gosh, them people been drinking? Didn't they know this was church day to come to the restaurant? Praise God, some of y'all could sit down and say, I've been drinking from my cup. Amen. I've been drinking from the Lord's cup. I've been drinking from my saucer. He tore me up from the floor up. Amen. I wish somebody in here would get happy today. It's like preaching to the walking dead in here this morning. I'm being honest with you. Some of y'all look like y'all got 3 hours of bad sleep. Amen. Some of y'all need to shake up and wake up this morning. I didn't come here to tickle your ears or make you feel good. I came here to get a hold of God. And you know what? He said, we're two or three are gathered, he'll get in the midst. But he also said it is easy to frustrate or get rid of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some of y'all are sitting here going, man, I don't know if I want to be here. I'm so tired. Get, praise God. Let me tell you something. Change your attitude and we'll change our altitude. Man, I'm just full of bumper stickers today, Charlie. You start printing them things off and we'll make some money. Amen. For the building fund. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to preach two parts right there. Good mercy is follow me. If I stop, goodness and mercy will bump into me. Amen. Have you ever had to stop somewhere because you was tired, worn out, mad, or upset, and goodness and mercy bumped into you? I don't know about you, that's shouting, amen, right there, mercy, amen. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My soul is constantly reminding me, I ain't, listen to this, I can hear it in my brain, I can hear it in my heart, I can hear it in my body, I ain't good enough, I didn't do it good enough, I ain't that, I ain't this, I ain't that. But my soul goes, we're on our way home, sweet Beulah land, amen. I'm looking for a city whose foundation is maker is God. Amen. I'm looking for somebody who made the cornerstone in Jesus Christ. We ain't here long. Amen. We're just a tent. This is just a tent. It's just a tabernacle. We're going to the place we're going to dwell for eternity. Amen. Praise God. My body is a wreck. Amen. My mind can get to a wreck. My emotions can get to a wreck. But my soul, it says, all is well. Amen. It is well with my soul. Amen. That's what David said about the good shepherd. I hope you know him and I hope you have him. In 1 Peter 2, in 1 Peter chapter 2, and you can run over it real quick if you want to. In verse 25, Peter said this, you were sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Amen. He said, praise God, you were all sheep gone astray. None righteous, no, not one. Peter says we were all a mess. We were all running wild. But God came, and guess what? He became the shepherd and the bishop. The shepherd means he will lead. Bishop means he has authority over your life. Praise God. Ain't you glad God's got some authority? Is there any saved folk in here this morning? Aren't you glad God's got some authority? Guess what? We claim we're going under. The devil claims we're going under. God says we're going up. We're going over. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but praise God, I'm glad that there's a bishop over my soul, and praise God, he preaches to me sometimes. Amen. He preaches me out of my mess. He leads me out of my mess. I'm glad when I was lost and undone, God came and found me. Amen. Had the shepherd of my soul. I was sitting there thinking, man, I would like to find out how did it actually happen that you became a sheep under the great shepherd? And I went to John chapter 10, and this is where he first said it. Amen. He said, I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and known of mine. Praise God, it's a good thing that he knows you, but it's an even better thing that you know him. Amen. You know when he speaks. Amen. I heard this great story one time. It's an amazing story. This man, he's an evangelist and a missionary and a pastor his whole life, went overseas and went to the promised land, the holy land, and he went over there and he watched all the sheep. He said they were going to all the beautiful, like the tomb and the cross and where they buried Jesus, both sites. Both locations, amen, because they don't know where they buried him because he's no longer buried. Well, we think it was here and we think it was there, amen. But praise God, I love when they went to one place and there was all these shepherds and all these sheep were coming down out of the mountains and out of the wilderness to the watering hole. And he said, wait, bus driver, before we leave, I want to see what happens right here. One of the shepherds began to walk away. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of sheep and several shepherds. And he started walking up the mountain. And as he started walking, he started calling. Amen. And when he started calling, his sheep. Left the watering hole. His sheep followed him. His sheep went with him. Praise God. Hey, some of y'all saying, I know God, but when he calls, you don't get up. When he shouts, you don't follow. When he says come, you don't come. Amen. You know about him, but you don't know him. Amen. You know how you've heard about him. You think you know the name, but you don't know the name. Amen. You don't know him when he speaks. Because praise God, I can be, man, Ed, if I ain't preaching to nobody else, I'll just preach to you right here. Check this out. Praise God, I can hear every voice in this world. I can hear the TV, the radio, the internet, everybody talking, everybody saying in my own head, in my own voices. But then when I hear the Spirit of the Lord, amen, it's like when Mary met Jesus at the tomb and she was saying, where is the body? I want to just have him. And all of a sudden he said, Mary. That little sheep turned around. Amen. That little sheep said, Master. I love the way she says it in the King James. She goes, Rabboni. That is to mean master. She thought he was the gardener, but it was the master, amen? And she turned, amen? And he said, don't touch me because I ain't even ascended to the Father yet. Praise God, she knew the voice. I don't know about you, but guess what? I was almost like old Mary Magdalene. She had seven devils in her, and when God spoke to her, she had never heard anything so sweet, so peaceful, so joyful for a long, long time. Maybe even since she was a child, she had not heard the voice of somebody that loved her. But God came when the dark was dark and when the feelings were down and when she went, well, it's better to die than to live. Has anybody ever got to the place where you thought it was better to die than to live but God? Amen? But God! Is there anybody but God showed up in your life? Have you ever had everybody against you? Everybody's not for you? Nobody's calling? Nobody's messaging? Nobody's showing up? But God! God comes in and says, I still love you. I still want you. I still need you. I'm still for you. I still saved you. Boy, I'm glad he does. I'm glad he shows up. Praise God. I think sometimes he just lets everybody filter out. I think he lets everybody get away. I believe he gets down to the last one. Well, I can't do anything. I don't know what else to do. I don't know who else to call. I don't know what else to whose opinion to get. But God says, thank God you ran out. Ran out of everybody but me. Because praise God, I'm all you need. Some of y'all need to get back to your first testimony. Some of y'all need to get back to your first love. You're talking about the church. You're talking about what you do. You're talking about what you did, where you raised, how you was raised. Some of y'all need to get back to saying, God found me when nobody else wanted me. Saved me when nobody else saved me. Loved me when nobody else loved me. Praise God, I don't belong here. But I'm glad he came. I'm glad he came. Because praise God, I was all those things without God. But I was nothing without him. Is there anybody here who wasn't nothing without God? But he showed up anyway, came into your life. Everybody in your family is praying for you. Even the bad people in your family is like, I don't know if they're going to figure it out or not. I don't know if he's going to come out. I don't know if she's going to come out. But God said, I got a plan. Some of you right now, you might want to write this down. Some of y'all have done wrote some people off. Praise God. Oh, they're not going to be any good. They're going to have a hard life. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. God's a good God. Amen. God will let you go just as far as you can go. When he says, I'm going to reset the plan, he can reset the plan. Amen. Some of y'all have already wrote off your kids. Well, they're just going to have a hard. Pray you don't know God. Pray you don't know what God's doing. God might be taking them through that experience where they can minister somebody in a worse situation. Praise God, I've done drugs. I've got high. I've lived that life. Praise God, I have walked in the places, the prisons, the recovery centers, the hospitals, and the jails and said, hey, if I can get out, you can get out. If God can open my door, he'll open your door. Some of y'all say, oh, how do you get this shepherd? Some of y'all need that answer this morning. You absolutely need this answer this morning. Because some of y'all talking about all this stuff, but you ain't talking about God. Starts in John chapter 9. That John chapter 10 is only an answer to John chapter 9. Now here's my favorite part right here in the whole story. It won't take me but a minute. And Jesus passed by. I thought that'd be enough, Ed. I thought I'd just have to say that and it'd be over. I thought I'd just say, and Jesus passed by, and the altars would fill up. Has Jesus ever passed by in your life? Can't get saved without him. Can't get saved without it. You can come to church. You can make a big to-do. You can pray. You can shout. You can run. You can say. You can testify. But if Jesus didn't pass by, I draw all men unto me. Amen. If I be lifted up, I draw all men to me. Nobody comes to me except the Father draws them unto me. Praise God. You can't get saved unless Jesus is involved in it. I've always been good. I was always in the church. I've always been somewhat. I've always been kind of spiritual. No, you haven't. Let me tell you something. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A-L-L. That ain't a detergent, friend. That's how you were. Amen. You were lost and undone and unrighteous before God. God needed to save you. That's why he sent Jesus. If you make a big deal about Jesus or a small deal about Jesus. Well, I got Jesus in this. Well, I think I know, and I think I made a deal with a man upstairs. Listen, Jesus is the royal diadem of heaven. Now, let me explain it this way. Everything heaven is Jesus. And guess what? God said, I'll simply give everything that heaven is away for your soul. Some of y'all need to start making a big deal about Jesus. Some of y'all don't talk about Jesus like you're talking about some kind of secret. I don't understand. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't know. I don't know about it, but I'm just saying to you, you know, I go to church. My gosh, I came to church for 15 years before I got saved. I don't care what church you go to, and the devil don't either. If you get Jesus, then that's when he matters. He didn't mind you getting up and coming here this morning. He didn't mind you getting dressed and coming here. He don't mind you sitting here. He don't mind you listening. He don't even mind you doing something. But he does mind if you get a hold of Jesus. Some of y'all don't even know what you got into until you got saved. Praise God, I got saved, and I thought, man, I'm going to shout and run to glory the rest of my life. Praise God, the devil said, no, you just got yourself an enemy. You just got yourself moved up on the watch list. Amen? But you know what I like to tell him? Praise God, put me up a little bit higher. Because the more you attack me, more God shows up. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all ain't even acting like you heard that. I'm just telling you, if you ever read the Bible, and if you've ever lived for Christ, the more trouble you get in, the more Jesus you'll see. The comfortable you are, the more comfortable you are, the less Jesus you're going to see. If you're comfortable and just hanging out and just chilling, praise God, you probably won't see Jesus. You'll probably just say, I ain't really seen him. But praise God, if you get in trouble when everybody's plotting to kill you and destroy you and get rid of you, oh, I guarantee you, somebody in here thought, man, we need to get rid of that rat. Radical clown, we need to get rid of him. He ain't no good. We can find us somebody better. Well, praise God. Let me tell you something about Jesus. When you make a plan, God's already got one. Amen. He's ahead of the game, baby. He's already there. Golly, y'all, some of y'all act like distraught because I said that. I ain't scared of nothing, amen, but Jesus. I ain't scared. How you gonna eat? How you gonna live? How you gonna get? Praise God. God's took care of me ever since I said yes. Hey, man, I ain't missed a meal. Y'all could tell that. Hey, man, I ain't living in no... I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back. Hey, man, praise God, I can trust Jesus. Here, there, or everywhere. Man, I wish somebody would shout on that. Some of y'all are scared to death. Oh, God, I don't know. Did you get saved? Because if you got saved, praise God, you're going to heaven. And you know what? When you get there, you're going to say, this is what you're going to say when you get there. I wish I'd have got here a little earlier. Because that 2020 was something. Hey, man. Hey, man, that 2020 was something. I wish I'd have got up here a little sooner. Y'all been up here this whole time during that? We a great cloud of witnesses. We're watching y'all. I'm sorry, God. I got sidetracked. Let me go a little further. But Jesus passed by and he saw a man who's blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? People's asked that about you before. Why is he so jacked up? Is it his fault or his parents? Why is she so messed up? Anybody want to testify? Why is she so jacked up? Why is she so messed up? Is it her fault or her parents? You ever thought it was you? Or you ever thought it was your parents? Huh? It's got to be my parents' fault. Amen? It's the raising. Ain't that bad, though? You raised them. Guess what? You got one person on one side of the family. You got a brother on the other side of the family. The brother turned out good and you didn't. Amen? You just tell them I was raised on the south end of the house. Must have been the devil on that end. Amen. I'm serious. Some of y'all say, oh, I don't know. It must have been somebody else. Praise God. Let me tell you what Jesus says. Jesus says, I see them all. Amen. Jesus says, I see them all. I was looking at this thing earlier. I'm going to preach till I'm done, so don't worry. Amen. Listen, I was looking at this earlier. Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, I said, go down to the potter's house. You ever read that story where it says, go down to the potter's house? He said, go down to the potter's house. I want to show you something. He said, go down there, and he said, I see the work on the wheel. Amen. He was sitting there working with the clay. You know what? Back in that time, there's only two places you can get clay for the most part. One of them was by a little cool freshwater stream. Oh, nice little brook with a bridge, trickling water. Some of y'all want to go there right now. Put your feet in. Amen? That's where you can get some clay. You go over there by the bank and that beautiful water. Scoop you up a handful of clay and take it down to the potter's house. Start working on it. Amen? But there's also another place you could get clay out of a mud hole. Right in the middle of town. Everything's walked through it, stepped in it, stepped on it, spit in it. Degrade everything in the mud hole. You can go over there and scrape some mud out of that thing, out of some clay out of it, bring it down to the potter's house. And come on, y'all ain't shouting yet? Man, I'm preaching, y'all ain't shouting yet? Praise God. Some of you, I know why some of you ain't shouting. You that brook clay. Oh, he scooped you up next to that clear water, and you almost thought you was good enough and he brought you down there. Look at that. That's all that good stuff. They put our work on. But praise God, some of us are from the mud hole. Amen. Amen? Somebody's scooping out that mud. Everybody's looking at me. What? Come on, somebody. What are you doing in that mud hole? The potter needs clay. We got all the good out of the brook. But there's some good stuff in here too. You just can't see it yet. It's in, come on, y'all. It's still in the mud hole. But we're going to take it and give it to the potter. And when we put it in his hand, it'll start to make a shape. It'll be something. And when he's done with it, he'll set it right next to the people that came out of the brook, and you won't be able to tell the difference. And you, unless you talk to them. Amen? And if you talk to them, they'll tell you. Some of them are smart. Some of them brooks are smart. Look, I didn't get into a whole lot of trouble, but I was just as lost as you was. If Jesus hadn't come got me, I'd have been just in the same sinner's hell as you'd have been in. Amen? I'm glad he rescued me. Some people won't get saved because they're too stubborn. They've got it too good. Amen? They're like, man, I ain't never really been on drugs. I've never even seen drugs. I've never seen alcohol. I've never tasted. What is a club? Where is that? I don't understand. I've never been to a... What is a stripper? I have no idea. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that and ruin your Sunday. But praise God. What is it? I don't understand. Yeah, but praise God. They say, I know a woman, man, her testimony in a women's prison was I stole a 5-cent pack of chewing gum and I was on my way to hell just like you, weeping and blubbering before those women. And those women come around her and say, you act like you are worse than us. We've raped, we've killed, we've murdered, we've stole, we've lied, we've cheated. He said, well, yeah, I'd be on the same place you're going if I didn't get saved by Jesus. Is there anybody in here God reached way down for you and got you saved anyway? Is there any mud hole Christians in here? Praise God, I'm glad I'm a mud hole Christian. Amen? I am. Praise God. Some of y'all say, well, I don't know why he does it this way. I don't know why he does it. You know why I do it that way? Because I didn't go to school. Praise God, I went to the school of hard knocks. Amen? I went to the school of God saved me and sent me. Amen? That's it. That's all the schooling I got. I'll preach that way until I die. One time I told God, I said, God, I'll go to school. I'll be ready to go to school. And God said, I ain't got time for you to go to school. The world will end by the time you get out. That's a two-part problem if you... You'll figure that out later. As long as I am in the world, let's go verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me. While the day is night cometh with no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Listen to this. Jesus passed by and he done something radical. He made clay and spit in it and put it on his eyes. The way Jesus saves people is radical. When he touches you, it's like him touching you and you're opening your eyes for the very first time. It's like him touching you, but you can't explain it. Let me go here. I wanted to go real fast right there. And the devil's like, man, they're getting hungry. They're getting tired. And I'm sitting there going, I don't care. So let me slow down. What Jesus does, I want to get this right because the Holy Spirit wants to get it right. What Jesus does is he come and touches you in the place that the enemy's been hurting you the longest. See, before you get saved, the enemy always throws up what you struggle with the most. But see, when Jesus shows up, woman at the well, issue of blood, Gadarene man, when Jesus shows up, he touches you in the place that the enemy says you ain't no good, and here's the proof. God, why don't y'all ever shout in this place? Did God never touch you in that place where you thought you was going under in? That man, he was born blind. Ain't nobody touching his eyes. He was born blind. Ain't nobody going to touch his eyes. Maybe his mama, but Jesus. Whew. Jesus passed by. It's like, son, come here. Come here, son. Come here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Jesus? What are you doing, Jesus? I'm just making you a new you. Then he told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. Some of y'all got the first part, but you didn't get the second part. Amen? You let Jesus touch you, but you didn't go wash in the pool. Amen? You didn't get in the pool of peace. You didn't get in the pool of blood. You didn't get in Jesus. Amen? You got hurt. You got broke. You got in that place where you're like, oh my God, Jesus is touching me, but you never followed up and said, I'm going to the pool. Because there's a part of salvation that's on you. You have to turn. You have to have faith. Jesus died on the cross, but you have to have faith in it. You have to repent. You have to ask. Repent means not words, but actions. You got to turn. Some of y'all got to do a 180. Some of y'all saying you got saved, but you never turned. I got saved, but you did a that. When you get saved, you do a 180. Let me explain what it looks like. What it looks like. What's this? The neighbors therefore, go back one verse. He sent him and he came. Verse 8, and the neighbors therefore and they which before had seen him that he was blind said, is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, listen to this. People knew him his whole life. This is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? Since you've been saved, has anybody asked that? What happened? What happened to you? What happened? You are totally different. Has anybody done this? Looks like him. Don't act like him. Something like him. Same clothes. Same hair. Same dress. I know her. Yeah, I know. But, man, her language has changed. Her attitude is. Some of you know you get saved when your attitude changes. Amen. Somebody know you got saved when you go home and you ain't got that attitude. Amen. Some of y'all wonder why you people at home ain't getting saved because your attitude's bad. Your attitude stinks. You good at church. You golden here. Amen. You come in here and you act like a spring flower. You go home and weeping willow. I don't know if that'll make it, Charlie. I don't know if that one will make it. Amen. Some of y'all, listen, salvation, Christianity, they were called Christians at Antioch first. They didn't say they were Christians. Somebody looked at them and called them little Christ. You're acting just like that Jesus. We're going to call you, it's a derogatory. You're little Christ. That's who you are. Amen? And I like what he says. I love it. Don't you? Don't you like it? I like it. Heather, here's what I like. They're all having it. God, I wish somebody would. I can't get nobody to lose it. They look at this. They're having a conversation. Is it him? Is it her? Is it him? I can't remember. And all of a sudden he goes, it's me. Heather, you ever say, yeah, it's me. Keep staring. Keep looking. I ain't who I was. I'm different. Yep, it's me. Amen. You got me. Praise God. I've showed up some places since I've been saved. Walked in. They go, is it him? Is it him? Is it him? It's me. Amen. I'm just under different management. I got somebody who's took over control, amen? I've got a Lord, he's running the place now. He moved in upstairs. God, he's running things. He ain't got them all under control, but he's working on it. Come on, Ed, that's good right there. Hey, amen, he ain't got them all. Man, they still some outliers. Hey, amen, they're still warring. But guess what? Up in here where the Constitution's written, y'all better... Some of y'all don't know you've been saved. When you get saved, God rewrites the Constitution of who you were and what you loved and what you used to love, you hate, and what you used to hate, you love now. Praise God, I used to hate gospel music because it wasn't about me. Right? Now I hate music that ain't about him sometimes. Amen? Amen? Have you ever heard a popular song on a radio and all of a sudden you're listening to it and you think it's about Jesus, but it's not. By the end of it, you're like, man, that'd been a good gospel song if they'd stop singing about themselves and sing about Jesus. That Mendez character's got one, man. I can't remember the name of the song, but it'll be good as a gospel song. Golly, somebody knows it in here, but y'all won't do it. Okay, let's finish. Watch it. What number 11? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus. Wait a minute. Stop. Y'all good? Watch this right here. And how'd it happen? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? And he said, I don't know. Well, how do you know all this other stuff? The only thing I do know is I was once blind, but now I see. Somebody asked me, how do you know this Jesus touched you? Because I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was once a sinner, but now I'm a saint. I was heading down, now I'm heading up. Amen? I don't know how he did it. I really don't know where exactly he is right at this moment. But I do know this. I'm different. And what did he say to do? He said, get up. Let me touch you. Go down to the pool of Siloam. Come on, Harley. Y'all stand. Go down to the pool of Siloam and wash. And when I did, I received my sight. Now see, that is a type and shadow. That is a type and shadow of what I'm going to tell you. Because there's somebody sitting under the sound of my voice. You're not saved. And you're wondering how to become a sheep of Christ. To let him be the shepherd. To let him be your savior. You must believe that what he did at Calvary, where he shed his blood for your sins, you got to believe that was the Son of God taking your place on that cross for your sins. That's him touching you. You must believe, if you put your trust and faith in him, that is enough to save you. That is you going to the pool and washing. And then you've got to do one more thing. You've got to start looking and saying, is that old man dead and is there a new man arising? Amen? Because some of y'all are claiming salvation where the old man's not being put to death and the new man's arising. Because some of y'all are still doing the same stuff you said you wasn't going to do anymore when you came to Christ. Christianity is an inside job. He gets on the inside and he does the changing. You're not strong enough in yourself. So some of y'all need to make your way up to this altar this morning. Some of y'all are riding on a profession instead of possession. Some of y'all are talking about you. Some of y'all need to get to where and listen for it. Somewhere down the road in the next week, the next month, or next year, somebody goes, who are you? You look the same, but you ain't the same. Come on, Harley. If she's about to start singing, if you'll begin to seek the Lord and come. We're not here by accident, and you're not here by accident. You didn't come into this sanctuary today by accident. Somebody's been sitting here this whole morning. You're sitting there going, man, I've never let God be the shepherd of my soul. He's never led me. He's never spoke to me. He's never dealt with me. I've made plenty of professions, but no possession. Come up here, repent of your sins. Ask him to be the Lord of your life and let him. As she sings, mind the Lord this morning. If you need me to pray with you, I will. Just come by and grab me.